This lecture is comprised of an audio readout of the SagePath implementation worksheet. As noted in the introductory lecture, the implementation worksheet is the key working document you will use to achieve your SagePath goals. Before we list out the contents of the worksheet, please take note that there are two downloadable resources associated with this lecture. The first is a hard copy of the worksheet itself. Many have elected to print out this file and then use it as a checklist towards planning and implementing their SagePath objectives. The second is a downloadable, audio-only version of the lecture, which you can listen to, like a podcast, while on the go. We now begin the lecture by first describing SagePath in a single, summary sentence to set out our overall direction. And it goes like this. SagePath. Boost your knowledge center and enjoy the deep benefits of wisdom. We'll now list out SagePath's overall strategy in a single paragraph to better frame our discussion going forward. And here it is. If you want to attain a one of life's crowning, true wisdom, you need to build a deeper understanding of nature and how the world works. WisePath accelerates the pathway to higher planes of wisdom through exposing the common pattern underlying all things. Coming to see the unity all things share, you quickly build a dialogue with nature and thereby deeper understandings of how nature, your life work. Ultimately gaining knowledge that transcends mankind on your path to higher wisdom and a richer experience. The following summarizes SagePath's key objectives in a brief Q&A format. 1. What is the final objective and outcome of SagePath? To become wiser. 2. What are the benefits of SagePath? Wisdom brings untold pleasures of perspective, knowledge, and mastery. 3. What pathway will help me achieve these objectives? You will realize your targets by filling your mind and time with studying and contemplating humanity's purest and most powerful works. 4. What are my wisdom centers? They are your knowledge base. 5. What gem will help focus my energy on my SagePath goals? A pearl gem. We'll now recite sections 1 to 3 of the worksheets. Section 1. Discussion. Gaining true wisdom is one of the greatest mountains we can ascend in life. True wisdom allows us to see the world as it truly is and adopt a broader view, longer-term perspective, and enjoy the bliss of better understanding what life is all about. However, gaining wisdom doesn't come easily. Like climbing any mountain, it takes work, time, and real effort. You have to earn wisdom, and there is no quicker path to gaining it than through gaining a deeper understanding of the true nature of being. As a first step to building such an awareness, you need to study the world to understand how it organizes itself, functions, and is interrelated. This process can be accelerated through seeking out and understanding the center of all things. In nature, biology, your life, in society, and in the cosmos, coming to know what organizes and perpetuates all things is the first step towards seeing the unity of all and building a wider awareness. The second set of SagePath suggestions toward increasing your knowledge comes through studying humanity's masterworks of art, literature, science, and music that have endured the test of time due to their beauty, heart, and creative integrity. By supplanting their raw passion into the center of your and awareness and contemplations, you're provided a wonderful platform to advance your wisdom evermore. The worksheets conclude by presenting a host of habits intended to cultivate a higher wisdom quotient, WQ, through essentially expanding and stretching one's minds. Check them out below. Section 2. SagePath target/goals/preparation/expectations. The goal of SagePath is to cultivate deep wisdom towards gaining great knowledge, a wider perspective, and mastery of the world. Basic approach toward nurturing your wisdom center. The basic approach of SagePath is to better understand the world by feeding your mind with the greatest, most beautiful, and enduring works of humanity. SagePath preparation and expectations. 1. struggles and achievements to build a dialogue with what you are trying to achieve and to provide encouragement when you feel down. 2. Spend time researching and purchasing multiple books, CDs, and DVDs of the greatest works of all time. There are plenty of best 100s on the internet as a start. 3. Pick up a pearl gem to help focus your energy while practicing Sage Path. 4. Take a long-term view. It will take at least 6 to 12 months to start meeting your objectives and transform your habits from a struggle to an afterthought. So pick out 1 to 3 Sage Path habits as a start and then add a few more once you set your initial batch into motion. Additional Sage Path tools and resources. 1. Read the Sage Path mantra on a regular basis to refresh and realign your focus. 2. Maintain some form of action list to set goals and track your progress. This could include one or more of the following tools. A. Keep a running to-do list and/or a monthly action plan. Note. Some have elected to simply use Section 3.0 of this worksheet as their to-do list slash checklist slash action plan since it already lists out all the elements of Sage Path. B. For those that desire a more structured strategy to achieve their Sage Path goals, you may want to complete the Sage Path Current State slash Future State Action Plan table, which is included as part of the Sage Path section of the course. Whatever you use, post it in a conspicuous place, on your refrigerator, near your computer, or on your bathroom mirror, and keep a photo in your phone so you can quickly refer to it. Section 3. Steps to purify your wisdom centers. Step 1. Better understand how the world works. To build deep wisdom, you will need to understand how the world works, is organized, and unfolds. 1. The greatest source of wisdom. Everything comes from nature. All of the universe's order, beauty, and balance is from her. It is she that holds the greatest wisdom. Spend a lot of time in nature studying her means and ways, and thereby glean her ultimate wisdoms. 2. Learn how the world works. Center Path offers a broad perspective on how the world works and is organized, showing how all phenomena share the same underlying pattern, a center-oriented pattern. Through Center Path, you will learn the following. Glean how the world works and is organized. Understand of nature's great creative process. See how nature spontaneously generates harmony. See how our lives are deeply intertwined with nature. Learn how you can use nature's wisdom to generate harmony in your life. Pick up Greg's books Heart of the Universe, Center Path Encyclopedia, and Center Life, Happiness by Design to learn how the world works. Step 2. Reside at the core. The core of nature's creations contains its most powerful entity. For instance, it's the powerful nuclear force at the core of atoms, the life-giving DNA code at the center of cells, and the perpetual fusion reaction of stars at the heart of solar systems. Humanity also has her raging infernos. They are her masterworks that endure the test of time due to their purity, power, beauty, heart, and creative integrity. Thus, dig deeply into the infernos raging at the heart of humanity as great art, literature, science, and music. 1. Tune out to tune in. Progressively wean yourself off and move away from today's endless and exhausting distractions of television and internet news feeds and instead fill your spare moments with humanity's bests. 2. Find the time and space. Carve out time to become wiser. Set time aside at night to read. Maximize the use of idle time by listening to audiobooks and great music while in transit, for instance. 3. Marvel over music. Have the likes of Bach, Beethoven, Mozart, Tchaikovsky, Avro Part, Great Jazz, Motown, The Beatles, Yes, Pink Floyd, Rush, U2, etc. etc. Fill your airways and your heart. 4. Elevate with art. Delight your senses and tickle your imagination with the art of the masters, which while impossible to list here you might begin with Turner, Monet, Van Gogh, Dali, Klimt, Rembrandt, Vermeer, Da Vinci, Picasso, Michelangelo, Botticelli, etc. etc. 5. Lose yourself in literature. Read instead of surfing the net with a goal of reading 1 to 2 books a month. Like music and art, it's hard to know where to begin in literature as there are so many masterpieces. Check the best of lists on the internet, make a reading list for yourself, and begin absorbing the genius of great literature. 6. Plays and movies. Likewise to literature, see as many terrific plays and movies as possible. Plays like The Phantom of the Opera and movies like The Hours, Her, etc. 7. Poetry. Somewhere between art and literature lies great poetry. Get some poem of the day feeds off the internet and pick up a few books on poetry. Some of the most eye-opening poetry for me were the works of Rumi, Gibran, Whitman, and Lao Tzu. 8. Great science books. Buy great books on science and not strictly, highly technical books. Some of my favorites are books by John Briggs on fractals and chaos theory. Others include The Way Life Works by Macklone Hoagland and Bert Dodson, Fundamentals, 10 Keys to Reality by Frank Vilcek, and You Are the Universe by Deepak Chopra and Manus Kafatos. Step 3. Other habits to cultivate your wisdom quotient, WQ. Practice the following habits to become wiser. 1. Contemplate the big ones. Ask yourself the big questions of life and build a dialogue with those questions in your journal. Why are we here? What's life about? What is my purpose? Etc. Regularly contemplate and practice these questions. By practice I mean talk with yourself via your journal and others about what you are seeing and learning. 2. Stretch that brain. Expose myself to mind-boggling ideas in order to realize the scales of existence as well as the true complexity of life and being. Be sure to sign up for journals on science, cosmology, and psychology to learn more about life, the mind, and the universe. 3. Train that brain. Sign up for a brain training app such as Lumosity, Fit Brains Trainer, Brain Fitness, Brain Trainer, Brain Games, etc. They don't necessarily directly build wisdom, but through helping you focus your mind, it will build a sharper mind and help facilitate developing a wiser mind. 4. Try something different. Take up something you haven't done before, such as playing an instrument or taking a second language. These type activities promote wider and more holistic connections. 5. Seek the truth. Belief systems, the status quo, and common wisdom. They can get in the way of the truth. Seek to see things as they are and not simply what you've been taught. 6. Look inside. Introspection is one of the greatest means to learn about yourself and thereby get better and wiser. Think about who you are, evaluate and learn from past mistakes, and successively build your understanding of life. 7. Take the time. Most issues in life aren't black and white and require time to contemplate and appraise. Don't get caught up in the societal mindset, "I must make a decision ASAP to look competent." Take the time to get it right. 8. Keep a broad view. Don't be impulsive. Step back, look at the bigger picture. Focus on the long-term objective. That is where the big prizes reside. 9. Learn how they feel. Think about how others are feeling and place yourself in their shoes. In a group setting, minimize your ego's desire to control and get what it wants. Pull yourself out of the discussion. It isn't about you. The wise one will find the best solution for the overall group and not the one for themselves. This completes section 3. This lecture is now complete. I hope you picked up some great new pointers and insights towards improving your wisdom and thereby your perspective and mastery of life. See you in the next lecture where we read out the Sage Path mantra to summarize and refresh our Sage Path objectives.